How did you get into Landys then, Tom?
Oh, many years ago, just fell in love with them. And, you know, I've been around Land Rovers longer than I've been around the wife, and that's 30-odd years.
what appealed to you? Can you remember your first Land Rover moment of, I've got to have me one of those?
It's just basically the ruggedness and the go-anywhere of the vehicle. It's an iconic transport that I've seen and grown up with and just, you know, fell in love with as a boy. So...
Have you got any sort of other mode of transport as in that you think, well, okay, or you do you drive your Landy everywhere?
Being a petrol head, I have too many vehicles. I'm a qualified biker. I love getting out on the bike and enjoying the freedom that gives. And yes, I like my ragtop Golf. That's again fun in the sun. But Land Rovers have always been there at the back of it. I got a few too many. So,
is it the off-roading stuff? Is it the driving, or is it the putting together like an Airfix kit stroke Meccano? I guess.
Yeah, they are a beautiful Meccano kit. It's often the camaraderie that you get amongst Land Rover drivers. The ability to take them apart and modify to make them more usable for, you know, particular things. Yes, I enjoy green laning, which takes you out into the countryside, so you can actually see parts of the areas that you just can't off the main roads. I'm not a mud plugger. I don't believe in wrecking the countryside in the vehicles. The vehicles are there to get you into it and enjoy it, not to ruin it. And yes, the beauty of the truck itself, you know, it was designed in Britain, built in Britain, and thankfully, well, unfortunately, no longer built, but, you know, still going strong within the country, so...
And, of course, first sketched in on a Welsh beach.
Yes, we were up there last year, and we had a trip to Anglesey with the club. There was quite a few of us there. If anybody wanted to go on our website, they would see the photographs we took. And, yes, we went to the beach where it was drawn. I wasn't around at the time, back in 47, but, you know, Maurice Wilkes and his brother did a good job of developing it and bringing it to fruition.
Okay, excellent. Now then, we'll have a go with Andy now, but thanks for that, Tom. We'll be coming back to you. Right, Andy, now then, how did you get into Landys then?
First saw Landys when I was a youngster and enjoyed, you know, the playing around on our farms. But my own Land Rover, I'm still on my first Land Rover, unlike Tom, went up to Iceland, ended up spending 2 weeks in a tent in the rain, saw people with a go-anywhere camper van and thought, I got to have one of them. So I went out and bought the biggest Land Rover you can get, which is an ex-army ambulance. And a lot of red wine helps with that purchase.
I was going to say, how drunk were you? But you've answered that question brilliantly. So what's the appeal to you? Is it working on them? Is it driving them or a combination of both?
Like Tom, it's everything. I mean, mine particularly, as I say, it is very large. We use it as a camper van. We enjoy overlanding and being over the Alps in it, things like that. But equally, I like learning on it. I mean, I'm nowhere as good a mechanic as the man next to me, but I go out with people who teach me, you know, yeah, you can fix that. And it's not overcomplicated, so you can learn.
And it shows I haven't got preset questions here. You did say a Land Rover ambulance, didn't you?
Yeah, ex-army ambulance called Katie.
Okay, once we get past how drunk we were with you, or how drunk you were with purchasing it, was there any predefined sort of, I'm going to get myself an ambulance, or, oh, that's a nice colour green, and put a bid in?
No, I was actually on the lookout for what is a 127 ambulance. It's the largest of the Land Rovers, so it's the most practical of the camper vans. So I was on the lookout for one which had, unfortunately, the V8 taken out and a nice diesel engine which you can afford to drive put in. So I was on the lookout for one for a couple of years, got one, and then joined the South Wales Land Rover Club, so it has some experts at hand.
Okay, so 127, is that the wheelbase then?
That is the wheelbase. So basically what they did was they took a 110, they cut it in half in the factory, they added 18 inches, and I actually get an 18-inch piece of exhaust slotted in the middle. And then they would take a rolling chassis from Land Rover down to Marshalls in Cambridge, where they built the ambulances.
Okay, I love the way, and I have to say this, I love the way that you actually showed me how much 18 inches was. That works on the radio, Andy. That really works on the radio, mate. Okay, right, we're going to go to a break now, once Andy punches me in the face, and we're going to come back and just have a bit more Landy chat. Edition. So, of course, being a snow edition, this was totally unplanned. Trust me, it was. We've got some Landy owners. And the reason the Landy owners come here actually specifically is going to be explained to us now in detail by Andy. So, Andy, the club and then the reason you are here.
So, the club, South Wales Land Rover Club, who were out rescuing people in the snow, just as a plug, we did our bit on that.
As you do. Oh, a big shout out, by the way, Andrew Painter, if you're listening. Well done, boy. Absolutely awesome, mate. Anyway, go on. He's got a Landy, don't worry.
He's a club member.
Well, there you are. Absolutely. Then there you are. And yeah, awesome he is. Go on.
So, we had the idea. We were looking at the Royal Welsh, where they often put on a few vintage cars during one of their shows, and said to their committee, well, you've never really featured Land Rovers, who are probably the most iconic farmer's car. And so rather than, you know, just all of them, we said, and particularly as it's the 70th, we said, you want us to bring a few Land Rovers up this year and, you know, put on a specific Land Rover part of your display. And they said, yes, please. So we're working to get as many Land Rovers as we can up to the Royal Welsh show for the spring. This is the spring show in May, 19th, 20th of May, where we're going to put on a display of Land Rovers, everything from Series 1s to modern stuff. We're going to put on a parade of Land Rovers, and we're going to talk about all things Landy.
So there's basically no age restrictions. So in a lot of sort of traditional classic car shows, if you like, then it is literally right. It's got to be pre-88, pre-this, brand. It's just got to be pre-nothing. It's just got to be a Landy, basically.
As far as we're concerned, it's got to be an interesting Landy. And so we've got members of a number of Land Rover clubs. Clearly, age sort of gives things some interest. And that's why it's really nice that we're going to have a couple of Series 1s there and, you know, plenty of Series 2s and 3s. So, but no, we've not put in any age restriction. We're saying you've got an interesting Landry and you want to display it. Get in contact with us at the club and we'll see if we can fit you in.
Okay, so what's those all-important contact details then?
So they can hit the website, that's www.slrc.southwalesLandRoverClub.co.uk. They can email our friend Mark, M-A-R-C, at swlrc.co.uk, or they can call my mobile number, which is 079-6373-2277.
Okay, well, we better put all those details out a bit later. Okay, then, gentlemen. Right, so I gave you a little test when that bit of Queen was playing. So as Tom's looking all relaxed, he's clearly got an answer. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask Tom first. Right then, Tom, in a sentence, Landy, why?
There's no real reason. It's just running through my veins. They say you get Land Rover in your blood and that's it. According to the wife, you could cut me open and I'm like a stick of black bull rock. So,
can't argue with the wife. Really can't argue with the wife.
Try not to.
That's fair enough. You're alive, so you obviously haven't. Okay. Thank you, Tom. Right. Andy.
It's the first vehicle that most people in the world have ever seen. It's absolutely iconic, and it's just a pleasure to drive. And Landy drivers are so nice to each other. When you see each other, you wave. It's just great fun.
Brilliant. Are you going to demonstrate the wave that you give them? Yeah, go on the radio. That's fantastic. And on that wave ending, gentlemen, I'll see you soon.